95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's up, man? How you doing? What's going on?
What's happened? I don't know. You know, just nonsense.
Same old thing?
Tomfoolery, horseplay. Yeah, sure. You know, sure.
We have the KLOS name game that's up to $7,500.
$7,500 damn dollars.
That's pretty great.
That's a chunk of change.
That'll happen before 4 o'clock.
You gotta win it. Just, you know, quit not trying. Actually try to win today. That's your goal.
You think people haven't been?
No, I think they're just going, whatever, maybe I'll win $7,500. Maybe I won't. I don't know. I don't care. Right. You know.
Give me 5.
Yeah, that'll be exciting. We'll be playing that sometime around 5. Actually, the class of 1972. When did you graduate?
That's
I suppose I shouldn't ask. You were 1697, if I recall. Yes. Songs.
When did I graduate from high school?
Yeah.
1990.
So it's songs for those of you who graduated or maybe would have graduated if you had stayed in school in 1972 with a 5 o'clock hour today. Give me 5.
All right. Weird ways guys hit on you.
Oh, man, that list is endless.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They hit on you all the time.
Oh,
they used to hit on Sluggo because dude looks like a lady.
Excuse me, ma'am?
Because he had long hair. Who's naked now? People are dumb. And the KLOS name game.
And tomorrow is opening day for the Boys in Blue. And KLOS street team is going to be at Golden Road Brewery at Atwater Village between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. You should come hang out with KLOS. Got a bunch of stuff to give you. Got a bunch of drinks to have. You can watch the game as well. Golden Road Brewery and Atwater Village. Dodger season starts with a cart.
People are dumb. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
This is one of my favorites in a long time.
Oh, really?
In Taiwan, a guy had his legs amputated.
Okay, that's hilarious. Wait, no, that's
insurance scam.
Oh, come on. No.
An alleged plot between friends to collect more than $1 million insurance payout failed. The two Taiwanese college students, both 23 years old, claimed to have gotten frostbite driving a scooter.
You know, when you're 23, that's about the most dangerous time you can come up with one of these kind of plans because you're just so sure.
You're so dumb.
You're so positive. Yeah. You know the system. You can beat all the dumbbells.
So we were riding around on a scooter and the guy in the front got frostbite because
It's freezing.
So cold.
Right.
Ultimately, they found that the pair did ride on a scooter in that day, but it was to get dry ice.
For a party, man. We got a party going on tonight.
They are now facing, for his legs. To prove that he had frostbite. Yeah. So the police said Taiwan is a subtropical region.
Right.
It's not that severe.
Right.
Frostbite doesn't happen here. Also, on the day that you said you were riding, it wasn't cold. You can track that, it turns out.
Yeah.
Turns out you could go back and find out what temperature it was. So these a-holes got a bucket of dry ice.
Right.
And the dude put his legs in it for 10 hours.
Oh, man.
Then went to the hospital and did have to have both legs amputated.
Sure. 10 hours.
Yes. And they were like, why don't you have any socks marks or shoe marks? It all looks so normal. It's weird that it came out this way.
And wait, you were on a scooter yesterday when it was 106?
Yes. So he went into the hospital and they did amputate both legs under the knee.
Because there's no saving him at that point.
Right.
No way. Ten hours in dry ice.
Dry ice.
And then how was he going to, what were they going to do? Sue the who were they going to sue or what was their plan?
Well, they're not going to sue. Their plan was that they got 8 policies the day before they made this claim.
Oh, man. Ensuring that should they be out in 106 degree weather and get frostbite, they'll get a nice big fat compensation.
8 different policies the day before.
I guess that might have set off an alarm or two.
Then they say they were riding a scooter and got frostbite, and yet he was sticking his legs in dry ice and went to the hospital, got his legs amputated.
Right.
Didn't get a penny.
This is the definition of people are dumb.
Right now it's time for Who's Naked Now?
Who's naked now?
I really have found I generally don't want to know.
Who's naked now?
I used to think I would want to know.
I disagree. You always want to know. Drunk and naked.
David, been there.
David Larivier breaks into Bourbon Street Blues Bar.
drunk. He's already drunk.
Says he had a stomach ache, in quotes. The 49-year-old caused the security alarm to go off at a Bourbon Street Blues and Boogie Bar.
Boogie Bar!
This is this past Sunday night, Monday morning.
Uh-huh.
When the officers arrived, they noticed him fully naked walking away from them.
That's not a sight you want to see. It just isn't.
But also, why is he still there?
Yeah, well,
it does take a little while for the police to show up.
He was boogieing. All by himself in the bar.
They noticed that he was walking away from them.
Off he goes.
Officers told him to sit down and have a talk.
Put a towel down.
He told officers he had a stomachache. And was using the bathroom.
I needed a bathroom. It says you have to be naked and drunk to use their bathroom here.
Does it say naked?
Yeah, of course, sir.
Officers observed...
I wouldn't be naked otherwise.
Feces on his leg?
Oh, look at this. Wow, where'd that come from?
While detaining him,
the bar was
closed for 3 hours before officers arrived. As officers investigated, they found a lot more on the second floor, including his clothes. So in this particular case, you don't want to know.
Yeah.
He did fess up to having 4 alcoholic beverages.
Oh, 4.
Oh, I mean 9. That's really what happened.
4, 9, whatever. Slash, basically, always sort of been the epitome of cool.
Yeah, agreed.
I mean, just doesn't get much cooler than Slash, and now he's covering a whole bunch of blues classics. He said this the other day on social media, announcing my new album, Orgy of the Damned. It's made up of some of my favorite blues classics, recorded with some of my friends, my favorite artists. It's going to be available May 17th. The first song, that one right there, Killing Floor, cover of Helen Wolf's classic, done with my good friend Brian Johnson. Out now, pre-ordered as we speak, and very cool stuff from Slash on KLOS.
We're going to talk about bad ways the guys hit on you.
Okay.
Guys can be terrible.
They're so dumb. We're so dumb.
So my wife was out to have coffee with a friend,
mm-hmm.
and an old creepy dude walked up.
Hey, what you doing there?
To my wife's friend,
uh-huh.
Hey, your friend sure has a beautiful head of hair.
Did she immediately get his number? Because, wow, that's hot.
He wasn't looking at her. He was looking at her friend and talking to her friend about her.
Right. So he was looking at your wife.
No. Looking at her friend.
Looking at her
talking
friend.
Talking about my wife.
Talking about... Okay. Because that's subtle.
So then she says, she sure does. And he goes...
What else are you going to say?
And he goes, you see...
You see?
Men aren't just looking at breasts.
Oh...
And then they go, ha, 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 ha. And then the old creep says,
oh, I mean,
I mean, not always.
Oh, God.
He climbs back into his hole.
That is hot, man. I'm going to use that from now on. That's hot.
Why?
Wow.
Why?
No, it's smooth, dude. I mean,
why? I mean, there's no way that guy thought.
Maybe it's worked. What if it's worked?
It's never worked.
What if it did?
That has never worked.
You know, usually I ain't looking at that.
You know what I want to say.
818-955-KLOS. Weird,
horrible,
ways
ridiculous.
Guys hit on
didn't
you.
Work. Thought he was going to get your number.
Give me them digits. Hey! Hey!
Guys that have confidence but no game. Those are
there
the scary ones.
Yes.
Those are the scary ones because they think they're smooth.
Those of us who are amazing and incredible but don't have the confidence, it's kind of sad. So, ladies, line up.
I mean,
not always.
Yeah, not always. Usually, most of the time, I'm thinking about the. What's the word I can use?
I can just about walk. I can't hardly walk. I can't see too far, and I can't hear too good.
Okay, give me your phone number, buddy.
818-955-KLOS.
Is it hot in here, or should I just take off all my clothes? Or whatever.
We are talking about weird ways that guys hit on you.
Okay, I was at a club with my girlfriend, and this guy came up to me and said, I want to meet your parents. And my parents, he goes, to thank them for making you. And I just started laughing. I go, yeah, okay. And my girlfriend and I walked away.
I love it. You just laughed at him.
We laughed. We couldn't. We walked away.
Do you think that they try this, like, in the mirror at home, these sort of lines, and think, oh, that's a good one. I'm going to go
really?
Right now.
You mean, like, refining them?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, because he was kind of, like, you know, moving the shoulders and everything else, like... being Mr., you know, thinking he was like Rico Suave or something. I'm like, no, this is not working. You know?
You get 50 yeah. bonus points for Rico Suave.
Agreed.
Rico
Well done.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Okay, this is for the books. Now, right. This was back in the 90s, New Jersey. I think the club was Birch Hill.
Okay.
My friend and I, my best friend, we went to this club to see a band. And we have drinks, we're hanging out, we're having a good time, not looking for anything, just to have fun.
Right.
The guy comes up to me and says, you know, you're okay looking.
Wow.
I know. And I looked at him. I thought I misheard him. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? And he goes, you're not gorgeous, but you're not unattractive. You're okay looking. Well, my friend goes, did he just say you're okay looking? And I'm like, yeah. So we look at each other. We look at him. And then without knowing the other was going to do this, we both threw our drinks in his face and walked away.
Nice.
Ding, 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 ding.
Well done. On the
nice.
Same page.
Awesome.
Thank you.
That is phenomenal.
We were quite proud of ourselves.
You
That's
should
great.
Be.
Well That's done. Awesome. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Weird ways guys hit on you.
If I said you have a beautiful body, would you hold me against this?
Weird ways guys hit on you is the topic.
KLOS Free Ride, by the way. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
KLOS, hello.
So I was out with my daughter and her girlfriend, and this guy blatantly walks up, and he's like, I think you're so... I'll clean it up. I think you're so effing hot, you want to go to the car?
What? Do you want to go to the car?
Wow.
And I was like, wow. First of all, that's a hard no, and second of all, has that worked for you in the past?
Right? What is this, a 1973 porn film?
He is rolling out the red carpet for you.
Right.
I bet it was a Ford Pinto, too.
I had it cleaned today.
I hope to have to clean it tomorrow, too.
Wow, I feel bad for you.
Yeah, I'm horrified that this kind of thing goes on, and we apologize as human males.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Are we human males?
Well, ish.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Weird ways guys hit on you.
Okay, so I was at the grocery store the other day, and there's a bunch of guys just sitting out on this bench, and I was like, oh, man, I got to walk by these guys. They're probably going to say something.
Right.
So I walk in the store unscathed. They don't say anything. I'm like, cool. So then I leave, and they're like, hey. And I was like, hi.
Here we go.
Yeah. And then, oh, you have a beautiful smile. Thank you. You know, I'm like getting into my car. And the guy goes, oh, I didn't catch your name. And I go, that's okay. And all the guys are like, oh, my God.
Well done.
What are you supposed to say? I'm Betty.
Exactly.
Also, you're in a weird position because you don't want to make that group of guys mad.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
So you have to be funny.
That sucks.
And I don't like jerk. So anyway, but that was the best way I could answer him.
Well played. Very well played. Right on. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Well, my sister and her roommates were out Halloween, and one of her friends was dressed up as Wonder Woman, and this guy was hitting on her so bad that she switched outfits with her friend, and her friend dressed up as Wonder Woman.
Right.
So he switched to the other Wonder Woman.
What? He was just hitting on Wonder Woman? He didn't notice the different girls?
Yeah.
Any Wonder Woman will do.
What the hell?
Yeah. He didn't even realize that the girl had changed outfit and it was a different girl. It was so funny.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That is
Love
really
is
great.
Blind. 818-955-KLOS.
Weird ways guys hit on you.
Kevin's been sitting over there counting the money, the cash. How much have you come up with so far to give away?
$7,600.
A few of those $100 bills going into your pocket?
Maybe. We're going to do that in just a minute. Keep listening for that. We've been taking calls on weird ways guys hit on you all hour. Here's the guy's perspective.
So my usual go-to to creepily hit on a girl, I usually say, hey, you should come back with me. I have drugs.
Does that ever work?
It hasn't yet, but they do seem tempted most often.
It hasn't yet.
Listen, man, I hate to say this, but I would be tempted by that. So, you know, if you see me at a bar, thanks, man. Cast your mind back to the year 1972. Do you remember that year fairly well?
No, I wasn't born yet.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 1972. We're very proud of you. You have done well. You didn't have to go to Vietnam or the war.
1972.
Yeah, you know, I thought for the next couple of Wednesdays, we would take a look at graduating years. Like next year, next Wednesday, maybe we'll do 1982. And then the Wednesday after that, 1992. But songs that came out in 1972, if that's when you graduated, this one's for you. Give us a call.
818-955-KLOS.
And school's out, baby! Get off with Alice Cooper. KLOS. It is the class of 1972 on Gimme 5 today. So Jimmy Kimmel asked us to dedicate that song to Matt Damon, the Martian, which I think is sweet. That's really nice of him.
I'm not sure he said that.
I guess he didn't show
up. That's not the kind of thing he would say.
He wasn't there. I don't know.
At Desbot wants to hear Superstition by Stevie Wonder as we continue with the class of 1972 on Gimme 5.
Right on, Desbot. Hit us up online. We are at Kevin and Sluggo. Desbot for the win online. Hitting us up, Kevin and Sluggo requested that one for the class of 72.
It is Gimme 5.
Blended Emotion. Yes. Regular contributor has suggested this. This is a bunch of great stuff out of 72.
Listen to the music by the Doobie Brothers. That wraps up the class of 1972 on Gimme 5.
Thomas McLean is one of the many people who asked for that one from the Stones from Exile on Main Street. Thomas says he is a Dodger fan, which reminds me, tomorrow is opening day for the Boys in Blue, and KLOS Street Team is going to be at Golden Road Brewery in Atwater Village between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. tomorrow. So come hang out with us at KLOS. There's going to be a lot of stuff we'll give you. You can watch the game, have some food, just hang out. Golden Road Brewery in Atwater Village. Dodger season starts with a cart.
Stay on beat, man. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't know if you've been following this, but I hate to be on the same side as Elon Musk with anything.
Yeah, that's unusual these days.
But his Neuralink is an amazing thing. He took to X in January to reveal that the computer, that the company had implanted its first brain-computer interface into the head of a human patient. So the human patient is completely paralyzed. And this thing in his head can interpret his thoughts and make things happen without his hands.
Wow, really?
Yes.
This isn't sci-fi? This isn't fake somehow? This isn't a deep fake?
He gave, well, but honestly, I don't know that that's the case. But
right.
It sure seems like it.
All right.
The guy who received the implant, 29-year-old implant recipient Noland Arbaugh, has put up a 9-minute video.
Really?
Explaining what it's like to be able to control things with your mind.
How long had he been paralyzed?
I don't know.
Quite a while.
I don't know. But listen to this.
Okay.
It was like using the force on the cursor, and I could get it to move wherever I wanted, just stare somewhere at the screen, and it would move where I wanted it to. It was such a wild experience. The quadriplegic shared that he had lost sensation and suffered paralysis from below the shoulders after sustaining a spinal injury during a diving accident 8 years ago.
8 years ago. So he's been paralyzed for 8 years.
Not able to do a thing.
And Elon's probably looking for someone along these lines that's open to trying it, kind of young like this, finds him, opens his brain. Sticks in a thing.
Isn't that crazy?
And that's awesome. I love that.
He had felt compelled to volunteer for the trial out of an urge to be a part of something that he felt could change the world. Arbaugh also revealed that the implant had given him the freedom to pull an all-nighter, playing the strategy game Civilization VI, something that he could not have done on his own before the surgery.
Okay, well, thank God he's using it for good things.
That was my first thought. My first thought was, you have a computer chip in your head that can make things happen for you.
And you're going to play a video game.
And you're going to stay up all night playing a video game.
Well, he's our kind of guy.
But I will say this after having thought about it.
Yeah.
That's a miracle.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Just the fact that he was able to stay up till 6 playing a video game.
I mean, he probably, you know, at that age, he's 29, so he's 21 when it happened. He probably, of course, loved to play. Hadn't been able to do it in 8 years. Of course.
That's insane.
That's awesome.
Arbaugh said to Neuralink scientist Bliss Chapman, "One of the first times you all gave me complete control over this Neuralink tech, I actually stayed up until like 6 a.m. playing Civilization VI. It was worth it. I think this is the best way to put it. It was awesome." The 29-year-old also revealed that the implant had allowed him to play Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
That's all he's going to do now. He's like, "Hey, could someone bring me some weed? I'm getting the munchies. I'm going to be playing video games again."
He said, "Playing Mario Kart and coming in second repeatedly blew my mind. I didn't think that would be possible, like a week into using it. That was freaking wild, even though my dad and my buddy wouldn't let me win."
Of course.
My dad and my buddy wouldn't let me win.
Of course not. Of course his dad and his friend are like, screw you, I don't care.
That's fantastic.
So excited about this.
And miraculous.
That is.
That's crazy.
I guess I'm going to have to stop with some Elon bashing for just a minute, because that's very cool and the potential.
Neuralink is the name of it.
Neuralink. Well done. Salute.
Time for what we learned. And people are dumb. Two guys in Taiwan cooked up a scheme to defraud insurance companies. One of them stuck his legs in dry ice for 10 hours straight.
10 hours!
Then went to the hospital and they had to be amputated.
And the whole reason was they had just taken out a bunch of policies, 8 of them, right? Insurance policies?
Yep, the day before. And then they claimed that he had frostbite from riding the scooter. And the police were like, man, it wasn't cold that day.
You're lying.
You are lying.
You lose.
And now you have no legs.
That is the definition of stupid. Wow.
And your next chance to play the KLOS name game is tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
All right, I'm out of here. I got to go home and pet the kitty. I will see you tomorrow, buddy.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. The KLOS name game is up to $7,500.
You know, someone is going to win sometime soon. And then it's always kind of sad because it goes back to $100.
Yeah.
But when you win, you also get tickets to Def Leppard, Journey, Steve Miller. It's happening at SoFi this August. So if you get the 70.
So do we want them to win?
You know.
Or will we be bummed because it went back to $100?
Both.
Both. Okay.
Exactly. And I don't know what to do about it. I'm just torn between this.
$7,500 before 4 o'clock. You have your shot at $7,500 right now. If you'd like to play the KLOS name game, be caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS.
Please, hold on, man. Kiss is in the middle of having a terrible car accident.
Sorry, my bad.
The name game. The sweetest thing, the name game.
The name game.
The other thing.
$7,500. KLOS, who is this?
Hey, it's Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Linda, you're caller 25.
Oh, my God.
You get to play the KLOS name game. It is up to $7,500. We hope you win it. We're looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
Linda, have you been listening to all the guesses so far?
Well, I listen to all the ones I can, and then I get clues from the streaming, so I really appreciate everybody's help.
Nice. Yeah, there's some interesting chat going on online.
Yes, there is.
Well, let me tell you the last couple of guesses, in case you missed them, were for Anthony, Betty Boop, and one of my favorites, Space Ghost, who ended up having his own talk show, which was awesome, Space Ghost Coast to Coast. Nonetheless, I didn't win, so for $7,500, Linda, who do you think we're looking for?
Okay, I'm going to guess Lucy Van Pelt.
Lucy Van Pelt.
Yes.
She was a fuss budget, as I recall.
You're saying Lucy Van Pelt.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Oh.
You had me going there.
Yeah, me too.
Sorry about that.
All right, Linda, well, thanks for playing along. Keep doing it the way you're doing it. That's a good way to play.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Next time to win is sometime between 4 and 5.
It'll be worth $7,600.
We are going to make it rain.
The name game.
Yeah, play it.
$7,600. Caller 25 right now. 818-955-KLOS.
Lithium on Channel 34. I will be back next weekend.
Nope.
Oh, what? On Lithium? What?
Nope.
Oh, hit it.
$7,600. KLOS, who is this?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Laura, you're calling 25.
Oh, freaking way.
It's true.
Well done. You get to play the KLOS name game. We are looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
Laura, let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were one from Peanuts, Lucy Van Pelt, and the famous Betty Boop. Both of those were wrong, so what do you think for $7,600 it is we're looking for?
I've been listening every day,
nice.
But work is in the way sometimes. I missed a few. I'm going to guess Mr. Magoo.
Mr. Magoo.
Mr. Magoo.
That was the voice of the guy from Gilligan's Island, Thurston Howell the Monster.
Was it really?
Yeah, he voiced Mr. Magoo.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and does that mean that she's won?
That does not mean she's won. I'm sorry.
Damn it.
Sorry. Try again next hour. It'll be worth $7,700.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Good luck, Laura.
The KLOS name game, still going on, $7,700 this hour.
Now, that sounds like a lucky number. Like, if you play in Vegas, you see something that's 77.
$7,700.
It's coming up in just a few minutes.
It's
name game.
The name
$7,700. If you'd like to play, be caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS.
The name game.
keep walking past a slot machine in Vegas and it hasn't paid off in ages, and you're like, that sucker's gonna pay off. Yeah, it is way due.
KLOS, who's this?
Michael,
you're caller 25.
Step up to the microphone.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
You get your shot at the KLOS name. Woo! Game. $7,700 is the amount. And we are looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
Michael, the last couple of guesses were Mr. Magoo and Lucy Van Pelt from Peanuts. But those were both wrong. And I said Peanuts, not penis. Don't worry.
All right, I'm not worried.
Who do you think we're looking for?
I'm going to give it my best shot. And I'm going to go with Ralph Wolf.
I'm sorry, who?
Ralph Wolf.
Ralph Wolf.
Yes.
What is he from?
Yeah.
He works with Sam Sheepdog. I don't know if you remember. It's a very, very old cartoon.
Oh, okay. No, maybe we're pretending we don't know what you're talking about.
Or.
Oh, damn it.
It got me there.
Oh, sorry, Michael. Sorry. All right. Well, thanks for playing, man. And better luck tomorrow about 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
$7,800.
Van Halen kicked off a new tour on this day in rock in 1986 in Louisiana with Sammy Hagar as his first lead singer performance. John Lennon's boyhood home in Liverpool was open to the public on this day in rock in 2003 as a sort of museum. Oh, look, there's his old bedroom. And his bathroom. Prince kicked off his musicology tour on this day in rock in 2004 and ended up being the highest grossing tour of the year.